유일의 만약.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. I am Sam.
I'm Cam.
This is a new special guest episode, and we don't have anything special planned, do we?
No. Not really, but you know, I'm happy to be here.
So. Yeah. This is hype. Everyone loves the special guest episodes.
Yes.
Except whenever I have a special guest on, I keep yelling, and then everyone hates the special guest episodes because I'm just yelling the whole time.
Oh.
But... I don't know. We're going to play a bunch of hardcore stuff. I'm going to let Cameron choose some stuff.
All right.
Ooh. I don't know if he has any ideas or what.
I got a couple things in my mind. You know, I'm circling through them.
Oh, yeah. You got ideas up there. But we're going to also rant about U.S. hockey, but that'll come later, I think.
Yeah.
That's for a later time. Then we'll play some Midwest emo and we'll cry. And then, yeah.
Sounds great.
Up next, so we're going to play, because of the Olympics, an Italian band called Stormo. And... this is their song called Gesti. It's new. I can't remember when it came out, though. I have to go look at my Bandcamp. This happens every episode where I just cannot remember a thing about the band I'm about to play all of a sudden. But I know they're from Italy.
Okay.
I know they're called Stormo. And I know that the album comes out March 23rd.
All right.
That's all the info you need. Here's Stormo with Gesti.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Grandma. You are so cool.
Last one there was Heather the Jerk with her song Said What I Said. Or Get Off My Lawn, sorry. I'm reading the wrong things out here. This is just gonna be a brutal episode of me not being able to read or remember anything.
Ah, it's all good. You know, I enjoyed that song a lot.
It reminded me of something, but I can't remember like exactly what. I feel like so many songs I play on here, I'm like, that was something.
Yeah.
It sounds like this band, but I don't know the name of the band.
Well, these songs sound the same today.
Yeah. That's what my parents say when they listen to my show. They go, all that hardcore shit. It's just the same. It's all just yelling, which I agree with. It pretty much is. I could not separate so many hardcore bands from each other. But I think Cameron has a special treat.
I do.
A special surprise for us. What are you going to play?
I think I'm going to play, there's this Japanese, like, hardcore-esque band called Otoboke Beaver. And I got a song called I Checked Your Cell Phone, and that'll be up next.
This guy is niche, man. Pulling that niche shit out for my episode. Yeah,
I try.
All right, we're going to listen to Cameron's song now, and then a few other things. We're going to listen to a bunch of, I don't know how old they are, like they're 12 or 13-year-olds from BC. We're going to listen to them. Yeah. They're pretty cool. They got a song called STD. Ooh. Stay tuned.
Lovely.
Mr. Abrahamson?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shooter, and this is...
I'm Dr. Gabora. We've got some terrible information to tell you.
Well, what is it?
You have 4 STDs.
Well, what ones do I have?
You have the ones known as chlamydia,
gonorrhea,
hepatitis,
and AIDS.
Oh, no. No.
Sorry to tell you.
It burns when I pee!
We'll be right back. turn ugly duckling emotions into swans first.
Rock, 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 rocket.
Second.
Rock, 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 rocket.
Third. This is what one doctor suggests. Number 7. Now, look forward in a positive mode. Start by spending a few minutes
each Thursday at 10 p.m. listening to Bright Side of the Poo. What's it about? A way of life.
Number 10. Give unto others. Reach out to those you can help or inspire. Now, it's time to flip this tape. On side two, you'll find a wonderful, calming relaxation exercise.
So that was Cameron's recommendation, which was, what was the band again?
It was Otoboke Beaver.
And then we listened to Kelowna, West Kelowna band,
ooh,
Blank, with their song Coffee Mug off their album STD. As you can tell, the guys got four STDs.
Tough life.
I love when they name them off for like 20 seconds of the song. They are known as chlamydia. They're so weird. Those are the young punks that are going to, they're going to save this country.
The kids will be all right.
Up next, what do we listen to? You know the Flatliners?
I do not. I do not.
They just played at the Broom Factory like a few days ago, I think.
Okay.
But they're one of those bands that I know of, but then I don't really actually know their songs. Like, I could name the song I'm about to play because it's right in front of my face right now.
Yeah.
But I know they're cool because I've listened to them and I've heard them, and I'm like, oh, they're cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're going to play the Flatliners. Do you have another song you want to play after?
Nothing that comes to mind right now, but
we'll brainstorm.
Yeah.
We'll brainstorm after. Okay, so,
right.
Yeah, here, the Flatliners, they have a new album coming out, too. Not only are they on tour, their album comes out, where'd it go? May 8th. And this is the song called Good You. Good, comma, you? With a question mark. And yeah, the song is called, the album is called Cold World. And I can't talk right now, so I'm just going to play the song. Here you go.
Right now, I'm not mad. so tragic, so blind to the ever-open
Did you know about Canadian guidelines for standard alcoholic beverages? The standard drink contains 17.05 millimeters of pure alcohol. That's the equivalent of one 12-ounce bottle of 5% beer, one 12-ounce bottle of 5% cider, one 5-ounce glass of 12% wine, or 1.5-ounce shot of 40% liquor. Learn more about standard drinks and low-risk alcohol drinking guidelines at Canada.ca.
All right, we listened to a little bit of Flatliners, a little bit of Pigpen. Fack from the Bear, Maddie Matheson,
yep, Maddie Matheson
goes nuts on vocals.
All right, yeah.
And we're gonna go to the Midwest emo part of the episode today, because I think I've played like one Midwest emo on this entire show.
Ooh.
I think I want to do a Midwest emo day, honestly.
That'd be really cool.
Dude, we should plan a Midwest emo day. Tune in for Midwest emo day with Cameron.
Oh,
I'm so ready. Within the next year, so you have to tune into every episode just to figure out which one it is. Yeah. So what was the band you wanted to play again?
I was gonna play some.
Oh,
P.
Classic P.
Yep.
What do you think that it's an acronym? P. Do you think it actually stands for anything?
I'm not sure. There are dots in the middle of the letters.
There's dots. That's like my band. We have one song called Chud.
Chud. Oh yeah, you told me about that one.
It was I can't say what it stands for. That's not radio friendly.
Oh.
But neither is P with this
P
album cover.
Yeah.
So suggestive. Goodness me. All right.
We're thinking of playing some Treed.
Treed by P.
Treed by P.
All right. We're gonna play Treed by P. Then we're gonna play some Oakwood with with a song title that I don't want to bring up right now. I'm going to get angry. And then, yeah, we're going to talk about some pressing matters. So, for now, pee.
Oh,
So, that last one was, I'm still cheering for the 1980 U.S. hockey team. Speaking of the U.S. hockey team,
don't you
want to say the first words?
Oh my God, don't even get into it.
Fuck the U.S. hockey team.
I hate the U.S. hockey team. That is like, it was so awful. It was so awful.
It was,
like,
yeah.
Just heartbreaking. I don't know, man.
The worst part is how cocky they are and how good they think they are.
Yeah.
When they're like, this is our game now. You have two gold medals in hockey?
Oh, yeah.
Like, chill out. Hold your horses, Brady Tkachuk. I guess he can't count, to be fair.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't know how little two is.
Right. He probably already ate his medal, actually.
I hear he did. He thought it was chocolate. He thought it was gold foil around chocolate. There was one of those posts that said exactly that.
Yeah.
Let's do a segment where we read out Brady Tkachuk posts by, it's always by the Jofa King, isn't it?
Yeah, the Jofa King.
All right. Hold on. Hold with me, everyone. I'm searching up Jofa King. First one.
Brady.
Nope. Wait, this was a real post.
Oh.
Hold on,
everyone.
What
did you do this time?
It wasn't even about Brady Tkachuk. It was a Make-A-Wish kid. It was kind of nice.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Brady Tkachuk has already eaten his gold medal, thought it was chocolate wrapped in foil.
There we go.
Brady Tkachuk will not play tomorrow due to sustaining a leg injury after his dad said, go break a leg Sunday. Brady Tkachuk says that the Olympic pucks taste vastly different than the NHL pucks.
I believe that.
Yep. I can't read that one.
Nope.
Oh, I can't read that one either.
Go
to the Jofa King. Read them yourself.
Yeah.
Where are all the Brady... Now it's different people.
Oh, man. Well, there was some Matthew Tkachuk in there, right?
Yeah, Matthew. I saw one where they were making it. Matthew Tkachuk was really smart. Like, he discovered dark matter or something. And then it was followed up like, Brady Tkachuk poops his pants or something like that.
Oh, man.
Brady Tkachuk pronounces his last name Tkachuk. What? Some of these are, I don't even know if some of these are funny or I just really don't like Brady Tkachuk. And I'm a Senators fan. He's the captain of the Senators. I hate the guy now.
Really? You're Senators over Leafs?
Oh, yeah. I hate the Leafs. Because I grew up in Hamilton where everyone's like a Leafs fan, but just not even by like being in Toronto, just like we're closest to Toronto.
Yeah.
So everyone was talking about the Leafs and I was like, they just suck. And I never liked them, but now they're getting good and it makes me angry.
Well, they're good-ish.
They're getting good until the playoffs, always. Man. They've always had that. That's why I think that Austin Matthews, because he didn't do much in the Olympics, and he's the most overrated player in the NHL right now.
Yeah. No, I'd agree.
And even like my friends that are Leafs fans are like, yeah, he's like good until anything important happens.
Yeah. No, what I did, when they were having their playoff series last year, Senators versus Leafs, I went to my friend's house, huge Leafs fan family, and I got two jerseys from my dad because he was a big hockey fan back in the day. He has a Leafs jersey and a Senators jersey because he went to school in Ottawa.
Yeah.
So I put on my Senators jersey under my Leafs jersey.
Oh, man.
And when they scored, I just took off my jersey. I just started getting, like, beat up.
That's
just, like,
so good, dude. I did the exact same thing, like, almost. Like, because one of my friends, his family is a big Leafs family.
Oh, yeah.
And I showed up to watch one of the games, and I just walked in with my Senators jersey, and he, like, yelled at me. But his dad wasn't home yet. His dad was still at work. And his dad's, like, a world champion kickboxer.
Oh, my God.
And he came home from, like, training karate. Oh. And he was like, oh, what's the score? I walked in, he looked at me, and he went, who let him in here? And I was so scared, dude.
That is dangerous.
He was going to kill me. And they made me, like, they wouldn't let me sit down on the couch. I had to stand in the kitchen and watch the hockey game. But, yeah.
That is so funny.
Anyways, moral of the story is USA
sucks.
Yeah. It's not, I love how, what's his name, Cash Patel was celebrating in the dressing room with them.
Oh, my. I didn't.
Why? How did that guy even get in there?
I saw like one video of like the locker room after it, and
it
was like,
it was so bad.
Oh my God.
That's the worst part about it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, first of all, they're cocky and they think it's theirs, but then they're like bringing Trump into things for some reason.
Yeah.
Like if Mark Carney was in the change room after the Canadians won, I'd be like, that's odd.
Yeah.
Like why? He has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Like, if you'd say congratulations, it makes sense. But, like, why is Cash Patel, the director of the FBI, hanging out with Matthew and Brady Tkachuk?
Yeah. What was, like, Trump saying to him? He was like, oh, I had to invite the women's team as well because they won gold. Like, shut up, dude.
Like, oh, yeah, because they also won a gold
medal.
They
deserve to be celebrated.
Yeah, guys, I have to bring them. You know, women.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Shut up, man.
I saw one thing today that said all the goodwill that has been gained from by hockey from heated rivalry has gone away thanks to like that one clip.
The U.S. winning things ruined everything already. Because at least like the Canadian guys are like nice guys mostly for the most part. Like I'm sure there's issues, but I know like Tom Wilson, he's a big supporter of the Pride tape. Like,
That's good.
But also I think Jack Hughes, he's talked about like respecting, just being a respectful person at least. But yeah, I think
there's that.
Yeah. I think most of the guys on the U.S. team are just Trump bootlickers somehow, or a lot of them.
It's a very big hockey culture thing.
Yeah, hockey culture is just brutal. As someone who grew up playing hockey, it's brutal. Yeah, you can't escape it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Heated Rivalry, Season 2. That will change things.
Oh, yes.
This will make everything better.
Right all the way back.
Yeah, dude. It's going to reverse the 100 years of just horrible white culture.
White boy conservative hockey.
White boys be crazy. That's what they say.
White boys changing the game.
Yeah. All right, what are we playing next now? Oh,
what you got?
Oh, I got a hockey song. I got the good old hockey game covered by hardcore punk DOA.
Okay.
Hardcore punks from Vancouver. And then Propaganda actually talks about like the culture issue with Dear Coach's Corner, where he talks about like, no, like there'll always be military things going on at hockey.
Yes.
He's literally just talking about that because he's like, this is weird. I want to watch my hockey game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we got hockey songs coming up, and then maybe a little jokey hockey song after that from a band from my high school.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Here you go, guys. Hockey.
Last week, by the way.
What?
What is going on with you here?
No, it's not. What is this stuff on here? We're Hockey Night in Canada, and we're talking about saving the world and all that stuff. Let's talk hockey.
Well, that's the whole idea behind December the 25th.
Let's talk about some good guys.
Okay.
Let's talk about the troops.
McLean, Dick Coach is coming.
Are you feeling more Midwest emo stuff? Kind of.
You know what? Yeah.
I have one. The one song that you knew the band that I didn't know.
Oh.
What are they called again?
The Brave Little Abacus. Was that it?
Oh. It was the Richmond Hill Band.
Oh, right, the Richmond Hill
Band. They have a long name.
Oh, the Newfound Interest in Connecticut.
I thought it was Newfoundland.
Ooh.
I thought it was the Newfoundland Interest in Connecticut. I think I wrote that down.
That would be funnier.
It didn't fit in my page, and all I wrote was Newfoundland, so the only thing I wrote was wrong. But yeah, so we're going to play that band. They're from Richmond Hill.
Richmond Hill.
And we're also going to play a band from where I live, like my neighborhood, one of the guys I went to middle school with. Called Public Health. They're like a noise rock band.
Ooh.
So not quite Midwest emo, but adjacent.
Adjacent. Yeah.
Adjacent.
Adjacent.
That music that people, they hear and they're like, turn it off. We need a name for that genre of music. But yeah.
They're for the weird kids.
I'm not a normal white boy.
it's like the Riverdale, the Jughead Riverdale quote. I'm weird. I'm a weirdo. I'm not normal.
Jughead, all he does is eat burgers. How is he not normal? The only weird thing about him is that he wears a crown.
Yeah.
I guess that's weird, wearing a crown all the time, to be fair. He was the original Burger King guy.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. He always had the crown on, like the guy in the plane. Burger King guy. Jughead was the original, man. Anyways, we're going to play Midwest emo stuff, then another emo. I think Cameron might have to go soon, unfortunately.
A little bit, but I will.
I'll be back.
He will be back for Midwest emo night.
So ready.
Midwest emo night will be huge. We're going to get sponsorships and stuff.
Yep,
who's going to the curling team's going to sponsor us, I think.
Oh, yes, the Canadian.
They've been interested since they got that gold medal money. They want to sponsor one of my episodes. So,
yeah.
Stay tuned. Listen to that. It'll be up in the next coming months or weeks.
Yeah.
Well, we only have like a month left of school.
Oh,
a month and a half. Okay, weeks.
Weeks.
All right. So everyone say bye to Cameron, and everyone say hello, Midwest emo.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Now that Cameron's gone, I feel like a crazy person because I'm just talking to myself again. So I feel a little weird. I feel like whenever I'm not talking to someone, my voice changes. Let me know if I sound different. I guess I could also listen back and see if I sound different, but I don't really wanna. Anyways, the last band you heard was Public Health, who they're from my hometown of Hamilton, Ontario, and I went to middle school with at least the bassist. I'm not sure about the other members, but I remember the bassist. I went to like high school, middle school with him, I think. I did. I don't know what I'm saying. I think. I'm going to play now some Jawbreaker. I love Jawbreaker. They're apparently an emo band. I thought they were a punk band. I don't know what the difference is. I think it's just about the lyrics pretty much, because Jawbreaker has... they have lyrics. That's a big part of why people really like them, I think. So yeah, I'm going to play Jawbreaker, my favorite song of theirs, called Save Your Generation. Then I'm going to play... I found a record. I found two records. I found two 7-inches at this store in Hamilton on Ottawa Street called Where Heads Meet. And they have all these cool old punk 7-inches. So I think I'm going to play a few songs off that. But I'm running out of time anyways, so I might only have to be able to play one. So for now, here's Jawbreaker. Then I'll figure it out later for the rest of the episode.
I have a present. It is the present. You have to learn to find it within you. If you learn to love it, you just might like it. You can live without it. There's a million open windows. I'm passing these open windows. Passing these open windows. There is plenty. It's so easy to narrow these eyes. But these eyes will stay wide. I will stay young, young and dumb inside. I have just begun to forget my lines. If you could save yourself, save your generation. We're killing each other by sleeping in. Thin again, begin again. This one can be one. One can become two. Two can pick and choose. You could be the first. You could save us all. Go on, live and prove us wrong. You leap of faith to be a well-timed smile. Survival never goes out of style. You have to learn to live from your. You can't afford to lose a little face. The things you break, some can't be replaced. A simple rule, every day be sure you wake. If you could save yourself, save us all. Go on living, prove us wrong. The leap of faith could be a well-timed smile. Survival never goes out of style. Survival never goes out of style.
This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
All right, it seems I've only got time for one more short song, so thank you all for joining me tonight, joining me and Cameron, and yeah, here is a band from Hamilton, Ontario, again, two Hamilton bands tonight, and they're called Sadie and the Wives. This is from their 7-inch demo. This song is called War. Thanks. See ya.